Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there, also joining us live in studio. Abdul Hakim Shabazz. He's an attorney. He's a show host. He is plenty of political pundit. He is, what else are you, Abdul?
That's a philosophical question.
Depends on who you ask, right?
You
ask Todd Rakiti, get one response. Ask Governor Holcomb, you get another response.
You did us a favor. You watched the final Indiana gubernatorial debate,
you wouldn't have to.
Overall thoughts on what you saw last night during the final debate before the primary?
Well, how can I say this? This is going to be broadcast. It was a total crap show. Let's put it that way. And I use crap instead of another word, but show.
Like, how is it different between the others?
It was horrible. It was basically everything that could go wrong in a debate. And I've been watching these debates for years. Could go wrong. John Schwanes, who's the moderator, lost control. The candidates were kind of arguing over each other. There's issues about the questions that were being asked. Mike Braun, wasn't there. So it was just a mess.
So earlier in the show, I made the comparison that this moderator last night was like when you see a bad referee in sports. Right? You don't want to see the referee. You shouldn't know everything about the referee. He's not the story. Like when TV Ted Valentine or Angel Hernandez are calling a game, you know that these guys want to make themselves the story. I felt the moderator was like that last night.
I felt, and I've known John Schwanes for years, and John really seemed, he's done these debates before. I've done these debates forums before, and he seemed to be sort of off his game, because the number one rule as a moderator is you do not lose control of the stage of the forum. And if someone starts to get out of control, you forcefully but politely sort of remind them, hey, this is why we're here. It's not necessarily about you per se. You sort of do it in a very polite sort of polite way. But Schwanes lost control. Like I said, and I thought he and Curtis Hill were actually going to get into a fight, because Curtis Hill luckily wanted to go and smack the crap out of him. Because also, in addition to watch what people say, also watch their body language.
Right. Because Schwanes, what's his name?
John Schwanes.
Schwanes seemed like he had to have the last zinger. Not even the last word. He wanted to be the hot take guy last night. And when you're a moderator and there are so many people on the stage, it just feels like you shouldn't be making this about you.
Here's my thing as a moderator. You get one chance to be cute or one chance to make a joke, but one is all you get, and one is all you should, just maybe sort of lighten things up a little bit. But Schwanes didn't do that. And it seemed like when he got out of order, there's issues with the microphone, and people were sort of riding the game. So when he called on one person, it was supposed to be called another person, their microphone wasn't up. It was just basically everything that could go wrong, in my opinion, actually did go wrong in that particular form of that debate.
Did any particular candidate stand out to you as a positive?
Well, they all stood out. But I would say, if anybody stood out in that forum, it was Suzanne Crouch. She stayed on point, on her talking points. Axing the tax, which I have some issues with, but she stayed on her points, and she didn't let anything sort of distract her. Whereas with Curtis Hill, Brad Chambers, they kind of went back and forth. Jamie Rittenour was just Jamie Rittenour. I'll just leave that alone.
See, I thought Jamie Rittenour was pretty good at not putting up with the crap from the moderator.
I thought she was good at not putting up an answer, period. Because the answers she gave were not right. They were wrong. And if you understand the issues of what's going on out there, like, no, you can't do that. She wanted to get rid of the IEDC. Like, really? So you want to get rid of $1 billion agency that brings economic development here?
I've heard her say that
right.
Before.
So,
yeah.
So what are you going to replace it with?
But at the same time, if you're going to say that you think Suzanne Crouch did well, her ideas might be just as insane, like getting rid of all the income tax.
Well, my thing is this. From a performance perspective, Suzanne did well.
Okay.
Yeah. Content-wise, like I said, I got some issues with some of the things that she wanted to do, but I got some issues with a lot of things a lot of the guys want to do. But from a performance perspective, I thought Suzanne stayed on point. I thought she did the best job out of everybody on stage there, followed by Eric Doten.
From a content perspective, then, when the moderator's asking, do you think Joe Biden is the elected president? What in the hell does that have to do with being the Indiana
absolutely
governor?
Absolutely nothing. Because the thing is, when you do the Indiana Debate Commission, they take questions from the audience. And so when I did this with Todd Rokita, Luke Messer, and Mike Braun back in 2018.
Because you've done this before.
Yeah, one of the things I did was I would look at the questions, sort of maybe sort of synthesize, you know, okay, here's some questions about the presidential election, or I would make it about the presidential, I can make it about election integrity. Do you think Indiana's elections are safe, good, fair, based on what we saw in 2020? Yes, no. That's how you do that. You don't ask, hey, the Heritage Foundation report said blah, 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 blah. What do you think about the Heritage Foundation report? Well, none of these folks ever read the Heritage Foundation report, so that's not a fair question to ask the candidates.
Right. It was a lot of yes or no, answer it this way. And let's be honest, sometimes when you get asked a yes or no question, it requires a little follow-up.
Yes, exactly. It's one thing to ask a very simple, easy yes or no.
Do you like donuts?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, everybody likes donuts. Do you like sugar cream pie? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. But to say, you know, on the intravitreal fertilization, do you believe killing embryos is abortion? Like, what the? Like, you can't answer yes or no. That's a bit complicated. What the hell are you talking about?
So you thought Suzanne Crouch won last night?
I thought she'd fine from a performance perspective. I would say if there was a winner, I would say technically Mike Braun, since Mike Braun wasn't there.
Right.
And in the middle of all that. But then
he wins by virtue of not showing up, since it was such a train wreck.
Yeah, but then again, Mike Braun also has some other issues. Said he had to stay for a vote on the Ukraine and all the funding.
Yeah.
But did you really need to stay for that vote? Because the vote passed like 71 to like 28. So you're like one of the 28 people, so your no vote wouldn't have made
any difference.
A difference, yeah. Whatsoever.
But you know as well as I do, had he not stayed for the vote, they'd be beating him up for that.
I mean, like last time when he skipped the Senate debate for our fundraiser.
Right.
So it's six in one hand.
You're damned if you do.
So damned if you do, so damned if you don't. Yeah, exactly.
And pretty much right now we're looking at this is Mike Braun's to lose.
I think it still
point.
Is. Like I said, I looked at my polling, CBS4's polling, another poll. You know, Mike Braun's been losing traction, but the undecideds really haven't moved yet, and I think it's technically still his to lose, because you don't need a majority to win a primary, you just need a plurality. So you could technically win with 21% of the vote if everybody else got 20. However, I think if you're an undecided voter and you watched that debate last night become undecided, all that did was make you more undecided.
So where are we at with Lieutenant Governor? Because I know Micah Beckwith, he says that, you know what, let's take this to the convention. I want to be the Lieutenant Governor because I want to hold whoever it is, you know, honestly. I want to make sure that they're doing their job, and if I have to give some pushback, I'll do that. That's not always how it works, though, in Indiana.
No. And the thing about Beckwith is Lieutenant Governor is a constitutional office, but its functions are statutorily driven. So if you start getting out of control and getting ridiculous, the legislature can go and sort of take away, you know, your ORCA, your rural development, your tourism.
How is it normally picked?
Usually what happens is the governor picks a candidate and says, hey, presents to the delegates. And usually it's just one candidate, like, hey, here's who I want to be my lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. And then the delegates usually go along and no one gets into an argument or a fight. This one may be a little bit different because we could possibly have Micah Beckwith as lieutenant gubernatorial candidate and maybe Dan Elliott, state treasurer, as a possible candidate as well, because Elliott has a conservative credentials and he's not as bombastic as Beckwith is. But Elliott says, no, Abdul, I like being treasurer, want to stay treasurer. But it's always kind of nice to be asked.
Right.
So even though she wasn't going out with me, she asked me nonetheless. So
Abdul Hakim Shabazz with us, radio host here at 93 WIBC, also the man behind Indy Politics. Any incumbents in trouble at a primary?
Not really, no. I mean, as far as primaries go, the 3rd District, which is Fort Wayne, kind of northeast Indiana, is open. The 5th District is open. I'm actually doing a forum for those guys this evening.
What are you hearing about Michael Young and Philip Clay?
Apparently Michael Young is actually concerned about Philip Clay, because Michael Young put out a news release basically attacking Philip Clay and his whole 9 yards. And you usually don't attack your opponent unless you're worried about them or you saw some polling numbers somewhere. Now, I still think Mike is incumbent, and Mike has got a good chance of winning his district, but that's going to be one to look out for.
What about the Senate Pro Tem Rod Bray?
Rod's got that one.
He's got that one.
He's got that one.
Okay.
I met his opponent. He's an okay guy.
He's been in the studio with us before. Yeah. Jay Hart's been in here.
Yeah, but Jay Hart Rod knows what he's doing. Rod's run before. Rod's been running like he's behind.
He knows how to raise our taxes. He knows what he's doing, Abdul. Well, you and all your butt sniffer friends.
Well, yeah, it's kind of curse running this, kind of the curse running the show, isn't it?
And then looking ahead to the general election, Rakita, that's probably his to lose, isn't it? He's gonna get the votes.
Not necessarily.
Really?
Because Todd is not well liked by a lot of people.
By
me, but also the more and more I talk to people around the state of Indiana, the more and more Todd Rakita has burned bridges. Now, please note, Rakita still has his 30% delegate floor, but still a lot of other undecided delegates. Now, Indiana is a Republican state, and Rakita is the odds-on favorite. However, you guys know as well as I do, in politics, anything can happen. And also, this is assuming, too, that Rakita can still serve as Attorney General because he's still got his whole disciplinary commission stuff that's out there as well.
So, that's the Attorney General. Let's put a bow on this thing and assume it's Braun versus McCormick governor. I mean, not even a shot for Jennifer McCormick.
Well,
is it the Democrat?
Let me put it this way. I could walk back in my office and find $700 under my desk and all the crap under there. There's a possibility, but the probability is probably not going to happen.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
A
couple weeks away, are you going to be doing some stuff when the election results come out, Abdul?
Me, John Herrick, and Jim Merritt will be doing the election night. Also be doing some stuff with the Indianapolis Star, like a little bit earlier that evening with James Briggs, and the usual... Let's just get through May 8th.
Right.
That's all I want to do.
We'll get you back on the show closer to go time.
Hey, always good to be here, my friend.
Abdul Hakim Shabazz, thank you.